So we are starting the new chapter today, reading from Canto 6, chapter 16, entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. So first three verses have no purport, I'll just read it. Shri Badrayana Uvacha Atha Deva Rishi Rajan Samparetam Ripatmajam Darshayitveti Hovacha Gyatinam Anushochatam. Translation: Shri Sukadev Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, by his mystic power, the great sage Narada brought the dead son into the vision of all the lamenting relatives and then spoke as follows." Text 2. Shri Narada Uvacha, Jivatmanam Pashya Bhadram Te Mataram Pitaram Chate Suhrido Bandhavas Tapta Shuchatvat Kritaya Brisham. Shri Narada Muni said, "O living entity, all good fortune unto you. Just see your father and mother. All your friends and relatives are overwhelmed with grief because of your passing away." Text 3. Kalevaram swam avishya shesham ayu suhridvrita bhungsva bhogan pitra pratan adhishtha nripasanam. Because you died untimely, the balance of your lifetime still remains. Therefore, you may re-enter your body and enjoy the remainder of your life surrounded by your friends and relatives. Accept the royal throne and all the opulences given by your father. So now we read text 4. Please repeat. Jiva uvacha kasmin janmani ami mahiyam Pitaro Mataro Bhavan Karma Bhir Brahmya Manasya Deva Tiryan Ryonishu. And purport: by His Divine Grace Shri A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: by the mystic power of Narad Muni, the living entity re-entered his dead body for a short time and spoke in reply to Narad Muni's request. He said, "According to the results of my fruitive activities, I, the living being, transmigrate from one body to another, sometimes going to the species of demigods, sometimes to the species of lower animals, and sometimes among the vegetables, and sometimes to the human species. Therefore, in which birth were these my mother and father? No one is actually my mother and father. How can I accept these two people as my parents?" Purport: here it is made clear that the living being enters a material body that is like a machine created by the five gross elements of material nature: earth, water, fire, air and sky, and the three subtle elements: mind, intelligence and ego. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, there are two separate identities called the inferior and superior natures, which both belong to Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to the result of a living entity's fruitive actions, he is forced to enter the material elements in different types of bodies. This time, the living entity was supposed to have been the son of Maharaj Chitraketu and Queen Kritadyuti, because according to the laws of nature, he had entered a body made by the king and queen. Actually, however, he was not their son. The living entity is the son of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because he wants to enjoy this material world, the Supreme Lord gives him a chance to enter various bodies. The living entity has no true relationship with the material body he gets from his material father and mother. He is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but he is allowed to go through different bodies. The body created by the so-called father and mother actually has nothing to do with its so-called creators. Therefore, the living entity flatly denied that Maharaj Chitraketu and his wife were his father and mother. So first of all, I would like to beg blessings for all this from all the senior devotees before I attempt to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Shukadev Goswami is describing that how by the mystic power of Narad Muni, the son of Chitraketu was revived. He was given a new life where he can enlighten his mother and father who are absorbed in deep grief, overwhelmed by the grief, affected by the affection for the child. They are completely disabled mentally, does not know what to do now, completely overwhelmed by the situation. So the Chitraketu Maharaj's son, when he comes back, he says that according to the result of my fruitive activities, I try to transmigrate from one body to another. Sometimes I go to the species of demigods, sometimes lower animals, sometimes vegetables, sometimes human species. And he's asking, in which birth were these my mother and father? No one is actually a mother and father. How can I accept these two people as my parents? Very powerful statement. Statement meant to cultivate detachment. And yesterday I was talking to a few devotees that how sometimes a new student, sometimes he becomes devotee. And he's so enthusiastic about the philosophy. He really reads this philosophy, hard-cutting philosophy. And he carries it in his heart and goes to home and tells his parents, which father, mother you are? What service I am supposed to render you? Huh? Krishna is your caretaker. I am not your caretaker. So in his over-enthusiasm, sometimes he does not realize what he is talking about, what platform he is on. But here, Chitraketu Maharaj's son is not talking in that hard-heartedness. A new person may not be that much advanced, but out of his enthusiasm and already somehow trying to avoid responsibilities, he takes shelter of this philosophy. Okay, anyway, I don't want to take care, so better use this philosophy. But here, the son of Chitraketu Maharaj is talking in complete knowledge. The platform of complete knowledge and a platform of compassion. But why you are overwhelmed? In a mood of giving direction, in a mood of showing direction, what you are supposed to do in your life. So there are many instances like this in Bhagavatam which come, where such philosophy of detachment is being taught, is being again and again revealed by the great sages. Actually, that's the meaning of sadhu. Sadhu means one who cuts all the attachment. He's sometimes it seems that he's very harsh or very cruel. He talks so roughly. Like he is saying, no one is actually a mother and father. How painful this statement would be to hear for Chitraketu Maharaj, who is agreed for the son and the same son gets up. How many mothers and fathers I had? So he doesn't care only. And there they are lamenting, they are crying, they are shedding tears for the same person who gets up and says, who are you? I don't recognize you. Very painful. Similarly, I was reading this first canto and there is one nice description which comes about Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narad Muni preaching to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Here, we see that how the battle of Kurukshetra is over now and Pandavas are now enjoying their kingdom and Dhritarashtra and Gandhari are living with Pandavas. So they are completely dependent on them. So one day what happens is Yudhishthira Maharaj, now as being a very pious king, he is engaged in his regular duties of a householder. So one day he does all his morning duties. He goes, does it, offers his obeisance to the deities, worship deities, prays to the deities. Then he offers fire sacrifice to the sun god. Then offers obeisances, grains, cows, lands, charity to the brahmanas. And thus, after doing all the duties, he goes inside the kingdom, inside the palace to offer obeisances to the elderly. So, Prabhupada says that was the culture of the pious householder. This is the culture. First, he goes to the deities, offer obeisances. Then, offer fire sacrifices. And then, he worships the brahmanas. And then, finally, goes and offers obeisances, worships the elderly. And Prabhupada says, as compared to their modern householders are practiced to different modes of life, namely to rise late and then take bed tea without any sort of cleanliness and without any purificatory processes. The householder children are taken to practice what the parents practice and thus the whole generation goes towards hell. So Prabhupada says, so now after finishing the morning duties, now he goes and now since Dhritarashtra and Gandhari are the elderly uncles, they are like the parents because they do not have any parents now, Yudhishthira Maharaj. So he goes and offers respects to them. And to his utter surprise, as he goes, he sees that Dhritarashtra is not there, Gandhari is not there, and Uncle Vidura is not there. So he's very much surprised. And he very much pain in anxiety. He goes and he asks Sanjay, because he was constantly associating with Dhritarashtra, he says, do you know where my uncles have gone? Sanjay also sees Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, they are blind. Where are they supposed to go? Old age, blind, staying at home, completely dependent on others. And now, Yudhishthira Maharaj also says, Sanjay says that, I also don't know where have they gone. And he completely surprised, he's overwhelmed by the situation. It says, because of compassion and mental agitation, Sanjay, not having seen his own master, Dhritarashtra, was aggrieved and could not properly reply to Maharaj Yudhishthira. He didn't know where have they gone. The Dhritarashtra, with whom he was so much taking care the whole life, he does not know. So wiping out his tears and thinking of the feet of his master, Dhritarashtra, Sanjay began to reply to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He says, my dear descendant of Kuru dynasty, I have no information where these great souls, about the determination of great souls. I do not know where have they gone. It is as if I have been cheated by the great souls. The great souls whom I served the whole life, I don't know where have they gone without telling me. He never did anything without telling me. So now they have left. So thus the situation is that Yudhishthira Maharaj and Sanjay and all the Pandavas are lamenting where my uncles have gone. They have departed from this kingdom. And they are completely lamenting. Such is the situation. As in this case, Chitraketu and his wife is lamenting where my son has gone. Why he left us. He was born after so much trouble. And now he was supposed to take care of us. But he has left. So I was reading that Bhurijan Prabhu's commentary on this part. And he was explaining that such is the power of the illusory affection in this world. Especially when there is a relationship when we are supposed to maintain someone. So there is a maintainer and the maintained. Parents are maintaining the children. Or the parents are thinking these children will maintain me in my old age. Or here, so Yudhishthira was thinking that Dhritarashtra is old, Gandhari is old, they are blind, who will take care of them? So in a complete mood of, I am the maintainer, where will they go? They will suffer. So he is so much full of anxiety. And thus he is so much full of anxiety, he is worried, where have they gone? Where have my uncles gone? I have been cheated by those great souls. So he is completely overwhelmed by anxiety. And he doesn't know what to do, where to search for them. They didn't even tell. So now, on the scene, who comes? Sri Narad Muni appears. When Sanjay was thus speaking, Narad, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying a tumbura. Maharaj Yudhishthira and his brothers received him properly by getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. So this is nice. Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting like this, was aggrieved, was in anxiety, and who comes? Narad Muni comes. And how he enters? He comes carrying his veena in his usual transcendental mood, singing the glories of the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord. He doesn't take part in their anxieties. He just comes singing the glories of the Lord. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the pure devotee of the Lord. Narad Muni is referred to as Bhagavan here, the powerful devotee of the Lord. Narada Atha Jagmas Bhagavan Narada Satambura. He comes as Bhagavan. He is referred to as Bhagavan, godly personality, because he is a pure devotee of the Lord, so he is empowered with all the godly qualities. He comes, and what does Yudhishthira Maharaj do? He gets up and respects and receives Narad Muni as same respect as God. Why? Because Narad Muni is very confidential associate. And Prabhupada explains, such confidential associates of the Lord are very dear to the Lord. They are very, very dear to the Lord. Lord loves them very much and sometimes gives them position higher than him. Why? Because such associates are very, very compassionate. They are traveling all over and very, very untiringly trying their best to preach the message of Godhead and somehow transcend all the living entities who are absorbed in all these lamentations, anxieties of this world, thinking this world to be real. Trying to wake them, that wake up and take to this message, take to Harikatha, Harikirtan. So they are trying their best to propagate the glories of the Lord. So Narad Muni is trying his best. And Prabhupada writes that actually a living being cannot be a non-devotee. There is no such concept as non-devotee. When we say somebody is a non-devotee, it doesn't exist. Why? Because the constitutional position of living entity to be a devotee of Krishna. Always absorbed in the mission of Krishna. But because overwhelmed by the situation of this world, he forgets this mission, he forgets this goal of life, and thus he is overcome by the insane condition of life, insanity, as if he's like a madman. As if Prabhupada writes in one book, I was reading The Matchless Gift, Prabhupada writes in the beginning. He says it's like a man has been haunted by the ghost. How he does? He talks all nonsense, as if doesn't make any sense. He's haunted by the ghost. Such is the condition of a person who is not a devotee of the Lord, as if he's haunted by the ghost. So the devotees like Narad Muni are traveling all over and they are waking up. They are bringing from insane to sane condition of life. So therefore, they are trying so hard. Sometimes Krishna gives them more elevated position than himself. So understanding this, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Sanjay, all the Pandavas, they wake up, they get up, they respect Narad Muni. That now you have come, please help us. And what help they ask for? Maharaj Yudhishthira says, Naham Veda Gati Pitror Bhagavan Ka Gatavita. I do not know where my parents, where my uncles have gone. Nor do I know where my ascetic aunt has gone. Oh godly personality, please help me to overcome this anxiety. And what does he qualify? He says, so this is very nice. So when a great personality comes, what do? We glorify him. We glorify him and we express to him that how you are so glorious, you are have special connection with the Supreme Lord, and here I am suffering, can you please help me? So you glorify him and you tell your insufficiencies, tell your problems. Like that. This is very important. So Narad Muni comes, he doesn't say, okay, how are you? Everything is okay. Please sit here. Would you like to have some drink, something nice, eat? First thing, come to the point, he's suffering, he glorifies that you are the captain of a ship in an ocean. Like in an ocean, when you are swimming in an ocean, you can't swim the ocean on your own. Prabhupada writes in another place that swimming in the ocean is not possible. Even an expert swimmer. An expert swimmer also needs somebody's help. He cannot swim across the ocean. Especially he needs to take shelter of a ship. Take shelter of a ship whose the captain is the spiritual master. The godly personalities. So here Narad Muni, you are like the captain of a ship in a great ocean. And you can direct to our destination. So this ocean, very difficult to cross over. The destination, the other side of the ocean, to cross over this ocean of nescience, this ignorance, where we are drowning at every moment. Like other day we were discussing that we come to temple, we hear Bhagavatam, we chant one day, we take a session of devotees. We can't go out. We engage in our services, in all the affairs. And it's like, although we hear and we became very strong, okay, life is for Krishna consciousness, I'll practice Krishna consciousness. But as soon as we go out, we are overcome by the modes. All the philosophies go in the back. And overcome by the modes, we are like drowning. So ocean is very difficult to swim. It's vast ocean. Again and again we tend to drown. The philosophy is pushed in the background. So here also. So we need a captain. Like Narad Muni. So Prabhupada says, this Narad Muni, a pure devotee is the qualification. And Prabhupada writes that unless one is very faithful, learned and renounced, one cannot be a pure devotee. So Narad Muni is very learned, faithful and renounced. Faithful to his spiritual master, to the parampara. He has heard the philosophy from the parampara. He is very faithful. He is learned in the scriptures and he is renounced. He is renounced means he is not the one who is affected. A person who is drowning, how can he save other person to be drowning? So he is renounced from the material world. He is beyond these anxieties. And therefore the verse describes that he came carrying with his veena, with his tumbura, singing the glories of the Lord. He didn't sit with Narad Muni. So if we go, someone is lamenting, we also sit with him. Oh, we understand. It's very sad. That's how the funeral ceremonies go on in this world. A funeral ceremony is go on, somebody died and somebody sits and you all start lamenting. What is the benefit? But if Narad Muni comes in his transcendental mood, carrying his veena, he comes and he elevates out of the lamentation. So therefore they says, you are the captain of the ship, please direct us to our destination. And thus Narad Muni starts teaching to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Bhurijan Prabhu writes that this affection between the maintainer and the maintained, there are so many relationships, even in devotional circles, we develop these relationships. A person is a maintainer, he may be maintaining some person, few persons, or maybe disciples, or maybe he is maintaining some project, some service. So that maintainer relationship is there and maintained relationship is there. But what happens? Overcome by illusion, we think that everything depends on me. I am the maintainer, and we forgot that Krishna is the supreme maintainer. So although Yudhishthira Maharaj is a pure devotee, but we may say that Yudhishthira Maharaj is a pure devotee. He is not under illusion. But just like Arjuna in Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that Arjuna also came into illusion. He started thinking, why should I fight? He forgot his duties as a part of Krishna's pastime, so that Bhagavad Gita is revealed. So here also, as a part of the pastime, Yudhishthira Maharaj is overwhelmed by compassion, mental agitation. He is disturbed. Dhritarashtra has gone. Who will maintain them? And he is so overwhelmed by the anxiety that I am supposed to be the maintainer. I am supposed to be the caretaker. Without me, how will this world go on? He is thinking, I am the emperor of the world. And here Dhritarashtra, he is old, he is blind. Who will take care of them? That's what he is telling. So he is very much overwhelmed. Who will take care of them? They are dependent on me. So such overwhelming anxiety, he forget his mission. Why he is here? He has come here as a part of Krishna's mission. Krishna has come to propagate the message, and he has come as a part of the mission. Forgetting that, now he is lamenting. He is so overwhelmed by the ups and downs of the material world that he has forgotten his mission. So Narad Muni says. So now Narad Muni instructs him in further 10 verses. The philosophy of detachment. He says, Ma kanchana shucho rajan yad ishvara vasham jagat. Ma kanchana shucho rajan. From all means, there is no reason to lament you. This sir, why you are lamenting? Like Krishna tells Arjuna, Ashochyan anva shochastvam pragyavadam stabhashase. You are talking like a learned man. But why you are lamenting? So Yudhishthira Maharaj is also talking like a learned man. Why? Yudhishthira Maharaj is a pious devotee of the Lord. And the nature of devotee is that the whole battlefield is over. The whole life, Dhritarashtra and all the sons try to trouble Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the Pandavas in so many different ways. Try to poison, try to put them on fire, try to take away their wife. And so many problems are given. And now Yudhishthira Maharaj, what he is telling? As a pious devotee, he is telling, my old uncle, he has gone, maybe he felt offended by me. This is very nice. That Yudhishthira Maharaj, all the offenses were done by Kauravas to Pandavas, and he is thinking that maybe I offended him. I was so ungrateful. These Kauravas, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari took care of all of us like children when we were fatherless. When King Pandu left us, then they took care of us. Now just imagine how much injustices were done to Pandavas by Kurus. But in spite of that, he is thinking, actually, I am so ungrateful. I didn't took care of them properly. And they took care of us. And what did I do? I killed all their 100 sons. What kind of pain they must have gone through. And now, when the pain is so strong, naturally, Yudhishthira and Arjuna had told Krishna that, why to fight? Why to carry on this battle? They could foresee the after effects. How many mothers will become childless? How many wives will become widows? So much harmful effect will be done. Now he was seeing that effect. That's what we predicted. Just see, Dhritarashtra, absorbed in the grief, has run away. Maybe they have drowned themselves in the Ganges out of the depression. Now, of course, Dhritarashtra ran away. Dhritarashtra left the home. Why? Because Vidura motivated him that you go and seek salvation. Don't live here. So he was cultivating detachment, but Yudhishthira didn't know that. So Yudhishthira, as a pious devotee, very nicely he says here, in spite of so many injustices, so many pains given, what he is telling? Maybe I was ungrateful. I offended them. And being offended, they have gone. What prayaschit I can do? How can I bring them back? This is the nature of it, devotee. So he is talking in a very learned way. So Arjuna was also talking in a very learned way in Bhagavad Gita. But here, from the point of view of Krishna and his representatives, he says, Ma kanchana shucho rajan. From all means, from whichever angle you see, there is no reason to lament. Now, in spite of Yudhishthira speaking such high philosophy, he is telling, from all means, there is no reason to lament. Rise above these lamentations. Why? Yad Ishvara Vasham Jagat. The whole Jagat is controlled by Ishvara. Everything is controlled by Ishvara. Sa samyunakti bhutani sa eva viyunakti cha. Sa samyunakti. This Krishna only who brings people together. Samyunakti and viyunakti cha. He disperses them. Krishna brings them together and disperses them. Like the other day we were hearing the example, how in a journey, we are sitting in a journey, we are going by train. So many people come together, they buy a ticket, they sit next to each other, throughout the journey they talk, but after journey they disperse. Or another example, just like in a sea, with the waves of sea, so many sand particles come together and they disperse by the superior divine energy, divine force. So this is very important. By the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, Yad Ishvara Vasham Jagat Sa Samyunakti Bhutani, they all come together and now they separate. This is the force of the divine energy. Do not lament. That is very nice. Do not lament now. What does he say? Do not lament, but focus on the Supreme Lord. Lokah sapala yasseme vahanti balimishitu. And therefore, because everything is under the Supreme Lord, all the living beings and their leaders carry on the worship. What they do? They worship Supreme Lord only. They understand the original relationship is part and parcel. That's what this purport is saying here. Prabhupada is saying in the current purport. That we forget the relationship and we keep transmigrating. The journey continues. But we forget our relationship with Krishna. We again and again overcome by the modes. So therefore, why this verse Narad Muni is telling? Because he's telling that Dhritarashtra, he has got this position of the king. How? By the arrangement of the Lord. And now the arrangement, he is removed from the position of the king by the arrangement of the Lord. So many kings came. Yudhishthira Maharaj himself. In the past, Brahma, Shiva, Indra. Or in the contemporary time, we see so many big emperors came. Akbar came, Napoleon came, so many big emperors. They came, given some position, given some post by their pious credits. And now that post has been taken away. So we are under the control. So first point, Narad Muni is saying that see the control of the Supreme Lord and come out of the illusion. Every moment be conscious of the control of the Lord. That is the first point he is making. Then he gives the example, Yatha gavo nasi prota stantyam baddhasch damabhi. He says, just like a cow is bound through the nose by a long rope. And when a cow is bound by the rope, she is conditioned. Huh? She is conditioned to move in a certain way, obey the laws of the master. So a cow is bound through a long rope through the nose, is conditioned. Similarly, now how you recognize the laws of the Lord, how you recognize the control of the Lord, there are two examples given here. First is this, cow is bound by the nose. A cow bound by the nose is conditioned. Similarly, every human being is bound to obey the orders of the Lord. Prabhupada is writing, everybody is thinking, every bird, animal, everybody is, or human being is thinking, I am free. I will organize my plans. I have my own relatives. He depends upon the fallible soldiers. And everything will function my way. But we don't know when, who will be snatched away. So a human being is bound by different Vedic injunctions and conditioned to obey the orders of the Supreme. Very powerful verse this. So Prabhupada writes, the laws of the God are very, very severe. Very severe. Why? Because nobody can escape the laws of the God. So we make so many man-made laws. And sometimes people escape the man-made law. Sometimes people cheat the government. But Krishna, nobody can cheat. So he is the supreme controller. We are bound to obey his laws, just like a cow bound through the nose by a long rope. And then Rupa says, but bound by these laws, we are. What is this religion for? He says, this religion, this religious codes, which are given by spiritual master, this religious code, what is the purpose of this religion? These laws of the Lord. The purpose is to get you out of this material entanglement. But just see, the purpose, we have taken shelter of a religious process to come out of the material entanglement. But the power of Maya is so strong. Vak tantyam namabhirbadha. Namabhirbadha. In the process of following religion, given by different authorities, different acharyas, as per time, place, circumstance, what happens? We get bound by namabhir. By different nomenclatures, by different positions, by different posts. Huh? So this is very important. That in the process of following religious process, taking shelter of Krishna's instructions, we get bound by the nomenclature. In a gross sense, we see, we get bound as Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or as Indians, Europeans, different nomenclatures are there. So this is very important. We get bound by Namabhir, different names, these false names, false designations. We get bound and we forget why we are here. We are here to overcome the material bondage. Like that. And then another example he gives. He gives just like a player. A player disperses everything. A player sets up all his playthings and disperses as per his sweet will. A player sets up all his playthings as per his sweet will and disperses as his sweet will. Similarly, Krishna's sweet will predominates and he brings man together and separates them. So we hear law of karma. Whatever action we do, we get the same, we get equal reaction. So thus, Krishna is saying that the laws are there. You follow the laws. You have to follow the law. You are bound to obey the laws. If you do not, you get a reaction. You suffer the threefold miseries. But Krishna's supreme will predominates. Just like a player sets up and disperses the things, his supreme will predominates. So therefore, don't lament, Yudhishthira Maharaj, why you are lamenting? By Krishna's supreme will, Yudhishthira was there. He was living. It was our duty to maintain him, to protect him. But while doing your duty to maintain, to give protection, to do your service, don't get bound by the nomenclature that you are the cause. And always keep in mind that Krishna is the controller. He is the supreme controller. We are all bound by the laws of Krishna. Just like a player sets up and disperses things, Krishna's supreme will predominate. Very important. So we are bound by the laws. And then he says that actually, jahi, tasma jahi anga vaiklavyam. Therefore, jahi, give up. Give up, O Rajan, O King, give up vaiklavyam, this mental disparity which has overtaken you. Why it has overtaken you? Because of illusory affection. There is an illusory affection. In illusion, you are thinking that they are dependent on you. You maintain them. So Bhurijan Prabhu writes, actually, in the relationship of a maintainer and maintained, the maintainer becomes more powerful, bound by illusion. Just like a father and son. It's very clearly seen. A father is more attached to the son. Father is more attached to the son. But son may not be that much attached. So this is very naturally seen that the attachment of father to son is more powerful than son to father. Because the attachment of maintainer to maintained is more powerful than the one who is maintained to the maintainer. So here Yudhishthira Maharaj's illusion is very powerful. So previously Dhritarashtra's illusion has been cut off. Why you are staying here? Why you are staying here being maintained by the same people whom you tried to kill? Don't you feel ashamed? So Dhritarashtra's illusion was cut off by Vidura. And now Narada Muni comes to cut off Yudhishthira's illusion. Come on, wake up. Come out of this family nomenclatures by the false names, false designations and understand why you are here. Don't lament. Tasma jahi anga vaiklavyam agyana kritam atmana. Agyana kritam. And why this happening? Agyana kritam. Because of ignorance. In ignorance, you are thinking you are the maintainer. And what Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking? Katham tu anatha kripana. Anatha. They are helpless. Kripana, they are in miserable state. They are lamenting for their son's death. They needed my protection. Now where will they go? Who will protect them? Who will feed them? They will go to jungle. So many tigers are there. So many animals are there. Either they will eat them. What will happen to them? He doesn't know what has happened. So he is very much worried. The threefold miseries will affect them. And what will happen? This is what happens. The power of illusion is so strong that we think these dependents, we have to save them. Their material and spiritual needs, if we don't fulfill, who will fulfill? Threefold miseries will attack them. The forest of material world will devour them. So we become so attached to this mood of savior, mood of maintainer, we forget the position of Krishna. So this is another. So he says, give up your anxiety. This is like Bhagavad Gita says, Chintam aparimeyamte pralayantam upashita. The illusion being Chintam aparimeyam, by innumerable anxieties, overcome. Pralayantam upashita, till he dies. He is under the aneka chitta vibhranta moha jala samavrita. He is bound by illusion. And so many anxieties he is carrying in the illusion, not understanding his spiritual, blissful, constitutional position. So aneka chitta, give up your anxiety. Come out of your anxiety. So what does he say? Prabhupada says, when we think that our relatives, our kith and kin are helpless and dependent on us, it is all due to ignorance. So this is the second thing, that in illusion, give up the understanding that you are the maintainer. Why you are not the maintainer? He says, kal karma gunadhino dehoyam pancha bhautika katham anyamstu gopayat sarpagrasto. Yudhishthir Maharaj, one who himself is under the influence of kal, sarpagrasto, sarpagrasto, this cobra like time, this time which devours everyone, one who is under the influence of kal, karma and gunadhino, how can he think of protecting someone? What protection you will give? Just like Yudhishthir Chitraketu Maharaj's son. It's Krishna's will that I am transmigrating. What protection you will give? Which mother and father you are? So here also is telling. Kal karma gunadhino. So Prabhupada writes guna. We are doing so many activities under the influence of guna. Sattva gun, rajo gun, tamo gun. A person rajo and tamo gun cannot help anyone. So a person who is already diseased, how he can treat someone? A person who is already drowning, how he can save someone? A person who is already in the prison, how he can relieve someone? So, kal karma gunadhino, you are already under the influence of gunas. And even if you are raised sattva guna, you come to the mood of goodness, you can see things clearly, but still you are under the influence of eternal time. Kal karma gunadhino, kal, and this kal is compared to cobra like snake, very lethal, the bite is lethal. So, you may make so many plans that I will do such and such good plans, I will deliver my dependents, I will help them, that's how I will prosper in this material world, in my spiritual life. Make plans by your own abilities. What happens? Kala, eternal time, destroys all the plans. That's the nature. Everything which comes up, grows, one day has to die. The six changes of the material world. So, kala karma gunadhino, the power of time is very strong. So, this is very important that you are thinking you are the maintainer. But you can maintain or you can help others only if you have some control over other living entities or of the atmosphere around you. We are already bound by someone, bound by the laws, bound by the authorities, laws of material nature. And you are thinking that you will protect. But you have no control over the atmosphere, over other living entities. What time, who will be snatched away, what plans will be frustrated, what will happen, we don't know. Kal karma guna adhino. So we are under kal karma guna adhino. Deho yam. So we are ourselves bound up in this panch bhautika deha. So a very harsh, heavy philosophy of detachment Narad Muni is teaching here. Sarpagrasto, time will devour us. Very important to focus on this, that Krishna is a supreme controller. We cannot control because we are under kala karma gunadhino. And then he says, and if you are worried about Dhritarashtra Maharaj, what will happen to them when he goes to the forest? Tigers will devour them or somebody will kill them. He says that is the law of nature. What you can do? Can you control? You cannot control that also. And if you are worried what Dhritarashtra Maharaj will eat, what he will eat, who will supply him food? Jivo jivasya jivanam. Anyway, all the living entities all over the world, all over the universe are being fed by Krishna. So they will also be taken care of. So the point is, he's making that, of course, it was your duty to protect. So duty is there to give protect other living entities. But the point is, don't become so overwhelmed by the nomenclatures, by the duty, by the post of being maintainer, that you forget Krishna's supreme control acting through guna and kal in your life. The time is very active, very potent. He is going to take away everything from you. And then what he says finally, he says, tad idam bhagavan rajan eka atma atma naam sudrik antaro anantaro bhati paschatam maya yoruda. Tad idam, therefore, Yudhishthir Maharaj, O Rajan, O great soul, Bhagavan Rajan, Bhagavan, focus on the supreme personality of Godhead. Don't lose your focus in Krishna's position as a supreme controller. Ek Atma Atma Naam Swadrik. He is the one and the only one who has manifested his energies. Just see how his energies are working through the eyes of scriptures, Guru Sadhu and Shastra. You see through the Jnana Chakshu, through the eyes of scriptures, knowledge. See how the energies of the Lord are acting. Train your vision through the eyes of scriptures, through the eyes of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And then you will not be overwhelmed by the anxieties. Paschatam maya yoruda. Maya yorudha. How he has manifested his different energies. Paschatam, just see, focus, learn through the Shastras. Huh? Like that. So he says, just see why Krishna has come to this material world. See how Krishna has come to take away all the envious living entities. Now he has killed all the demons. Focus on that supreme personality of Godhead, on the supreme form, is Satchidananda Vigraha, on the supreme form, who manifests as Kala Sarpa, as Kala Roop, only to the envious. But for you, just focus on his supreme, eternal, blissful form. Like that. So thus, focus on the Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord's form. Focus how he is the supreme protector and take part in his mission. This is important. A similar verse comes in Kunti Maharani's prayers. In Kunti Maharani's prayer, there she writes, she speaks to Lord. She says, O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe. You are the Lord of the universe, so you are also controller of my mind, Prabhupada writes. He is the Lord of the universal mind also. So now, Krishna, you are the controller of the whole universe. Please, sever my tie of infection for my own kinsmen, Pandavas and Vrishnis. So Kunti Maharani is saying, now you are going away from Hastinapur, you are going to Dwarka, but my heart is telling, please stay here. Please stay in Hastinapur. Why you are going? But then I am thinking, I am doing injustice to Vrishni dynasties, the Yadus. Why? Because if you don't go, they will be bereft of your association. So I am becoming very much overwhelmed by the affection for my own kinsmen. And this is very nice that Kunti Maharani is not attached to some, in a karmi way, in a materialistic way, to his relatives. His relatives, who are his relatives? Who are her relatives? Their sons are pure devotees. But still Kunti Maharani is saying, although they are pure devotees, although we are living together, but please cut away, sever my tie of affection to my own kinsmen, Pandavas and Vrishnis. Cut away this tie of affection so that my devotion can flow to you, just like Ganges forever flow to the sea without hindrance. Let me be completely focused in your position as a supreme controller, as a supreme lord, and just thus cut away thinking that they are dependent on me, this dependence of maintainer and maintained relationship, which develops so strongly. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, very nicely, I'll just read this. A pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family. So one may have family, one may have his area of control as being the maintainer, but he cuts off the limited ties of affection. And what does he do? He gets free of this nomenclatures and he understands Krishna's goal, Krishna's mission. Like Narada Muni is telling Yudhishthir Maharaj, that you came to assist Krishna and now Krishna is soon going to wind up his pastimes. So you also close your material account. Go back to Godhead. So understand that how I am acting as a puppet in Krishna's hand. So what does he do? He cuts off his limited ties of affection and he widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. He widens his activity, thus take part in the preaching mission. So Narada Muni is telling, come out of the illusion, recognize Krishna as a supreme protector and widen your activity, engage in preaching. That's very nice. Widen your activity of devotional service for all forgotten souls. Don't come out of this limited realm of being the maintainer. And act as Krishna's puppet in widen your activity, engage in preaching mission. The typical example is the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. Six Goswamis, all of them were most enlightened and cultured rich family of higher caste. But for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off the family affection means, what is the meaning to cut off the family affection? Not that we are escaping responsibilities, we are being miserly, but we are trying to elevate our consciousness, broaden the field of activities. Broaden the field. Goal is higher. He says, broaden the field of it. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a Brahmana, king, public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. So as a devotee or leader, everybody is occupying some position. So now broaden this activity. Cut off this limited ties of family affection. The personality of Godhead as an ideal king showed this example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of ideal king. So this is very important. Like in the verse in Dhritarashtra Maharaj's case, Sanjay said, he cheated me. These great souls cheated me. So Prabhupada writes, It's very astonishing to see that great souls cheat. How can somebody see that great soul cheat? But great souls cheat for a great cause. So then Prabhupada gives so many examples. He says, Raghunath Das Goswami, he left his family. He cheated the priest to run away and engage in Lord Chaitanya's mission. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami cheated the prison keeper to run away. And Prabhupada says, thus, we ourselves cheated the family members to engage in the service of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada talks about himself. So thus, it is very important that Lord, so Kunti Maharani is praying that please, O Lord of the universe, Lord of the universal mind, please control this family ties of affection. We are binding me, which are narrowing my activities. Let me get the strength to tolerate these ups and downs, these happiness and distress, these affections of this material world. Sometimes things will be given to you, sometimes taken away from you. Like Gita Arjuna says, Matras Parshastu Kante Shito Shana Sukha Dukhada. Tolerate this and focus on the higher goal. Yamhi na vyathayanti yete. One who tolerates this, focus on the higher goal of liberation. You progress on the path of liberation and also engage all the living entities in the path of liberation. So thus falling in the footsteps of acharyas, we understand this. We understand that how this position of maintainer and maintained, forgetfulness, forgetting the relationship with God is an illusory affection. So one should come out of this, recognize Krishna's position by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, training from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, understanding the voice of Chaitanya Guru, Paramatma, who is always trying to guide us. Cut off these family ties of affection. Recognize Krishna's position. And thus broaden one's field of activity. So thus, Narad Muni cuts off this illusion of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And brings him to the platform of knowledge. And says, after Krishna finishes the mission, progress. So then of course he reveals that Dhritarashtra Maharaj is already on the path of salvation. He's already doing his tapasya. And he's very, very soon will be liberated. So thus we say that in this purport, Chitraketu Maharaj's son, he's speaking this knowledge. That forget about this transmigration of soul. We just came as your son by our karma. And now I have left. But recognize Krishna's control. And recognize our relationship with Krishna as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It's already 9 o'clock, so we'll stop. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.